Welcome. This is the Crown Press Podcast. It is this time of year again where I have my yearly tradition of an episode where I talk to the local lead of next year's WordCamp Europe, because that was just announced on stage here in Krakow. I had the pleasure to talk to Delia a couple of days ago here in Krakow, and she's going to be next year's local lead, and she told me everything about WordCamp Europe 2027. Enjoy. Tell me, where are we going in 2027?
Where you are coming to?
For WordCamp Europe. I mean, I know where I'm going always, but...
You are coming to visit us to Malaga.
Hey! I have sound effects here. No.
Okay, you put it after.
don't sound effects in the podcast, no. That is really exciting. I think it's the first time WordCamp Europe is revisiting, not the same city, but revisiting a country with Spain.
Yes, it is the first time.
Does that make a difference?
I don't know if it's going to be different, that it's the second time that the WordCamp Europe is in Spain, but it's a special WordCamp because we opened the door to revisit other countries.
So it didn't make a difference for like the application or anything, that it was Spain before? Were you worried that that might reduce your chances of getting to do it?
We knew it was going to be hard that they choose Spain a second time. But we said, okay, we have nothing to lose, so here we go. And lucky us.
Congratulations.
We are very happy for having WordCamp Europe and for be the second time we have it.
And you're going to be the local lead next year?
Yes.
On a scale of very excited to very frightened, where are you right now?
I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm not frightened at all. Not now.
Not now. The day will come.
Yes, all the people tell me that. We speak some months and we will be frightened.
Usually in these interviews, I ask the new local leads if there is anything special or different. Of course, every WordCamp Europe is special. Let's not pretend otherwise. But if there's anything different for their WordCamp, and I already know one thing that is different, and that's the date.
Yes.
We're slightly earlier, right?
Yes, from 27th to 29th.
So end of May.
Yes. Well, it's
a week early. And I think if I know my behind-the-scenes stuff about WordCamp Europe, and I usually do, you have 2 weeks that you can pick from, right, for the application. I think there's some leeway in there that you don't have to be the first week of June, but you can be a bit early or a bit late.
There is something about the holidays. And
you want to steer clear of like all the major...
We talked to the venue people. And the first week of June was...
Already booked.
Already booked. So...
What's the weather like in late May, or right now maybe? Let's just look at today's weather.
Today is 30 degrees.
Oh, that's plenty.
Yeah, it is. It's the first heat wave.
You only now have the first heat wave.
Yeah.
We've been through two already in Germany.
Well, it's the first that this kind of. We have a special wind in Malaga that we call Terral.
Oh, that's pretty.
Well, and it comes from the center of the country. And it's so hot that when you open the window, you feel like you open the oven.
You're not doing a great job at selling this WordCamp.
No, I explained this because this week we had Terral. Mm-hmm. So it's because that is why it has been so hot yesterday or something. But it was because of the wind.
Okay.
Wow. Hot wind, yeah. That is special from Malaga. you wanted to know?
Yes. Okay. Is there anything other than the special weather you prepared for us? Any other changes you already know about that will take place? No, shaking your head. No.
I think the sea is going to be... We live a lot with the sea. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think we can use it somehow, but... We don't know.
I see some design inspiration coming up there.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I think so.
Definitely. Okay.
I'm not in that, but I think the sea is very important in Malaga, so as well as Arabic culture. Mm-hmm. So we have all the monuments, the most important monuments in Malaga are, we have the Alcazaba and the cathedral that is known as La Manquita.
What does that translate?
Manco is when somebody doesn't have one.
Uh-huh.
And it's because there is one tower that is not finished.
Oh, so there's an amputated tower.
Yeah, but it sounds horrible.
They just didn't finish building it.
Yeah, but they wanted to finish, but now nobody wants to finish it because it's La Manquita. You know, it's a nice name to... If you finish, that is a normal cathedral. Yeah. They decided not to finish it.
I think that's a really charming kind of philosophy to be like, it doesn't have to be perfect to be special.
That's it. It's our cathedral. We love it as it is. So they decided not to finish.
I can see the LinkedIn posts right now that people are going to write about this. I went to Malaga and this is what I learned about perfectionism and how to be special. Yeah. Okay.
It is special because it is not perfect.
Yeah. So what else is there to see for us in Malaga? If we go there for WordCamp Europe, which of course is the main attraction.
Yes.
Should I plan for some time around that to stay in Malaga or in the area to look at some things?
In the center of the city, you have the important monuments are in the small area. Mm-hmm. So you can see a lot of things. And we have a lot of museums as well. You should go to the port to see the lighthouse. You have the lighthouse mm-hmm. that is called La Farola, that it's very typical as well in Malaga. And it's everything is very near each other. So,
pretty walkable.
Yes, walkable. In some minutes you can see everything. You should go up the... there is a hill it's called Gibralfaro. From there you can see the whole city and it's a very beautiful view. And then if you like, you have plenty of time, you can go visiting a little village in the, you know, the rural part of, there is white villages.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of small village, really nice, and they make really nice wine. And
tell me all about it, please.
You can have really nice food. So,
what kind of food are we looking at? Is it like seafood or?
Yes, if you like fish, you have plenty of kinds of fish to try. And you should try something that is called espeto de sardina.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's fish that you put in a stick, a wooden stick, and you cook on a fire in a boat. I mean, it's really special. You have a boat, you fill it with sand, you make the fire, and you put the sticks in this.
Is the boat on the water?
No, it's in the sand.
Okay.
You have the sand and you have... Yeah.
Setting the boat on fire while you're on the ocean sounds like a bad idea. Okay. Makes way more sense like that.
Maybe I don't... But it's really strange. There is no another way to explain. That is very typical. So you know some word. Espeto. Okay. You should try campero. That is... I don't know the word because it's not a sandwich, but I don't know how to say it. Because for us, a sandwich is with this bread, mm-hmm. square bread, it is round bread.
More like a bagel?
I don't know. We have lots of kinds of bread as well.
Okay, listen, we'll just go there and check it out.
Yes.
That's the easiest, right? Okay. One other important thing that we have to talk about is the WordCamp venue.
Yes.
Where are we going to spend all the amazing time we will not spend on the beach or by the lighthouse or on the hill?
Well, I say in Spanish, Palacio de Ferias y Congresos de Málaga.
Okay. So the Málaga Congress Center.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at pictures, but their website isn't really good. Oh.
Yes. That is a very nice photo.
Let's try to explain what that looks like because...
Well, I think the architecture is like the sea because it's like waves.
So
is not the... You can see it better from another side, but the roof, mm-hmm. it's like this, like
has
waves.
A wave,
yes.
Wavy shape.
So, yeah, we have the sea, you know, The sea is, everything is in spirit, I think. Yeah.
And it's quite a modern place.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I'll link to the website, to their website in our show notes, so people can check it out.
We celebrate the Comic-Con. The Malaga Comic-Con
So it's a battle-tested venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about food, we talked about the venue, we talked about sightseeing. I guess Malaga, because it is a bit of a touristy region, right? So there's hotels there and...
Yes, it's very touristic region.
But that's... You say that like it's a bad thing. And I guess living there, it might be sometimes. I live in a touristy region of Germany, so I can relate. But it's good for everyone traveling there.
Yes, you can fly directly to Malaga from a lot of cities. So that it's going to be really helpful to attract assistants.
Yeah, hopefully. That's a really nice place to end things, because we already talked for way too long. I am, and I cannot overstate that, I'm so looking forward to visit next year. I will be there for sure. I will try and add some vacation days around it to get a bit of a feeling of the area. I will need some wine recommendations. and I will sneak in some fish somewhere, but... Don't tell my spouse about that. and thank you so much for doing this, because it is a lot of work, and you will come to a point where like, oh, this was a choice.
Maybe next year you interview me again and I answer different. I'm a bit frightened and a bit tired.
That is something I always wanted to do, like a debrief with the local leads. But I never did that, because then WordCamp Europe is over and no one has any headspace for that. Me included. Like, oh no, I want to have the party now. I want to go home. I want to go to my hotel. But yeah, a little debrief would be nice. Let's put a pin in that and we'll try to do that.
Yes, because everybody asks me, like, are you frightened or are you worried about, or you will see next year? As I told before, I'm really excited to have WordCamp Europe there, because I think everybody should know Spain and Malaga. So I'm very proud of, and it's not my, I'm not from Malaga, but it's my city now. So
it's
my home. So I think everybody should know Malaga. So, okay. It's a really nice excuse to go, okay.
It's not an excuse. It's an important business expense.
Okay, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was really fun talking to you. And as I said, looking forward to next year. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. And we'll see you in Malaga, May 27th, 2027. Oh, that's easy to remember.
Well, yes.
See? Okay.
We didn't do it in purpose, but...
You should just pretend like it did.
We
yeah, okay.
We say that, we would say that, oh, it's just on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we will go through like the basic stuff, so there's no hard questions really. It's like,
not mathematics nor
maybe
philosophy.
Maybe what's the square root of 745?
What? Just I don't want to seem stupid, because I don't know things about Malaga. It's not my city anyway. I'm from the north of Spain.
Where are you from?
Yeah, Zumaya.
Oh, wow.
It's a little village where Game of Thrones was filmed.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, when Khaleesi gets down from the boat and she kisses the sand. That's my village. That's the beach of my village.
Did you kiss that sand as well?
Everything is real, save not the dragon. But
don't have dragons?
No. Oh. But the rocks, there is special geologic thing that's unique in the world that is called flesh, if you want to search. So I'm from there.
Okay,
cool. But I live in Malaga since I was 14.
Okay, okay.
But sorry, I'm not...
Local.
I'm not Boquerona.
Boquerona?
Boquerón is a fish.
You're not a
typical
fish.
Typical fish from Malaga.
Congratulations, you're not a fish. Good.
It's a typical fish from Malaga, and people from Malaga are known as boquerones.